You're listening to Welcome to the Sandbar with Connie and Michelle, where the fans live a little and love a lot.
Welcome to the Sandbar with Connie and Michelle. This is Michelle.
This is Connie.
We're so glad you're joining us today. We are here. It's a beautiful day, and you may have heard our last podcast where we had Noelle and Sherry with us. And Noelle, we decided since she was in town, we're going to make her stick around for another show because we want to talk about when we first met Noelle, and it was a really awesome weekend. So we're going to share that with you now.
Yeah. It basically goes back to me and Michelle had wanted to go to the Boston show. We'd been very anxious to experience it after all the fans talk about it. So we, Michelle got it for my birthday, got us some tickets, and we ended up booking a hotel, got everything settled, going to Boston. So we arrive in Boston.
It's like late Friday night because we had, you know, mom duties and everything that we had to take care of, so we couldn't leave till late Friday afternoon.
Yeah, so we got there, no shoes radio party, maybe an hour into it.
We were determined to make that party.
Yes, and it was literally 5 minutes from the airport, so we were very happy about that. So
we felt they did that for us,
yes,
but clearly they
John
did not.
John and Tambo figured that system out for us. So we get there, we roll on in with our suitcases, and we get inside, and immediately a Blue Chair Bay representative meets us. We're like, hello. He's like, did you guys just get in from out of town? We're like, yeah, we came in from Orlando.
What was your first clue, the suitcases?
Yeah, exactly. gave us a drink right away. We got our drink.
Was that our first Blue Chair Bay drink?
No. We'd had it. not even the first, but... So we get our drink on. We're hanging out.
It was our first of the night.
Yes. Yes,
exactly.
Michelle, correct.
Exactly.
We end up, there's a contest. Michelle had laid low on getting a pair of Costas.
No judging, please. No, it's a judge-free
zone.
Exactly.
I was like, when are you going to get a pair? I had said, I'll just buy her a pair for Christmas or birthday or whatever. But they were having a contest for a pair of Costas. Name that lyric. Name that song, you know, finish the lyric of the song. And, of course, I entered it, and I won Michelle a pair of
Woohoo! I loved them. Oh, my gosh. I was so excited.
It was funny, yes.
You would have thought we just won a new car.
I know.
We were so excited.
But we had help because we had met rolling in with our suitcases shortly after us rolling in. Deborah Jane and Peggy rolled in with their suitcases. Same scenario. They met through Kenny, best friends.
And they travel.
To go see a show.
One of them lives in Arizona, and one of them lives in Dallas. So they meet up, you know, different shows, and they just happen to meet up in Boston that weekend. So
we were
fast friends.
Yes, very. I mean, like, we'd known them for years. It was really cool. They actually offered us to stay at a ride. At that point, me and Michelle, honestly, all we were worried about is making the NSR party.
We had no other plans.
We didn't know where
we
how we were
going
to. Yeah, we didn't know how we were going to get to our hotel room. But
yeah, because if you've not been to that Boston show, it's really not Boston. It's in Foxborough where the Patriots play. And being a Dolphins fan, I was a little freaked out by that. But I was like, I've got to do what for 2 nights? But anyway, so it's like 45 minutes outside of Boston, and we had not made any plans past the NSR party. I'm not sure if we thought we were going to crash on the Corona bus or what, but we were thankful that Peggy and Jane said, well, we're going that way.
We'll give
you
a ride.
Why don't you stay at our hotel?
Yeah, so we changed our hotel. We canceled one hotel, switched it to Deborah Jane and Peggy's hotel, and they, if not, we don't get there, and they have us bookend rooms. I mean, we're joining rooms.
But don't you guys love how No Shoes Nation, they'll just give you a ride. They don't know if you're a serial killer.
It is so awesome. No.
Crazy.
You know what?
No. No.
We thought about that, of course,
no
the next
Kenny
day.
No Kenny fan is a serial killer.
We didn't think about it at the moment because thank you, Blue Chair Bay and Corona, but we thought we laughed about that the next day, and they're in the room next to us.
We're,
and
like, who are those two women in the other room?
We're 45 minutes outside the city where we don't know anybody.
But actually, they were amazing friends that now we will probably end up going in 2015 to probably a couple of shows with
these
two ladies.
We're already trying to go back and forth on how we're going to meet, but we forgot a funny part. We're leaving the NSR party, and, you know, John and Tambo are wrapping up. They've got to get on the bus and get to the state and whatever the heck they had to do. They call it, quote, work. But
exactly.
No, they do work hard.
They
for
did
us,
work.
And
they
we
did
do
work
appreciate
that. Night.
Well, John worked. Mm-hmm. Tambo was partying, okay?
So, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah. We do love Tambo. But so we figured we would help the bar in their cleanup effort. And we decided to take all the Kenny paraphernalia in the bar.
Like any good Kenny fan would.
Like any.
We were shocked that all the others left without
like
it.
No Shoes Nation. We were No Shoes Nation royalty.
Oh my God, we have pictures and we'll post them. We literally took all the tabletops. There was a Kenny standee. There were some bigger things. There were some flags. And so we just walk out of the bar with it, yep, and nobody said a word. And so we were trying to fit all of our suitcases and Kenny, of course, into the vehicle, which was hilarious.
She had an SUV, which was rocking.
Thank goodness. Or Kenny would have, one of us would have had to stay back. Yeah. You know?
So we get back to the hotel. We party a little longer, but we know we got a big show the next day. First night was awesome. Amazing. We knew there was another night though, so we held back a little bit
because we knew we
had
ourselves.
Yeah, we knew we had a whole nother night of partying to do, and so we decide to go ahead and chill and enjoy the concert. And we had Sandbar tickets for that night, so we.
What night did we do the meet and greet with Casey? We had a Casey Musgrave.
It was
meet
that night,
greet.
I think. I
the
think
first
it,
night.
Yeah, I think it was. We had a meet and greet with Casey Musgrave,
which was pretty
we
exciting.
We had one through a CMA foundation,
yep,
charity or something. We had won them.
She was really
sweet.
Of course,
sweet.
We're looking through the bowels of the stadium, hoping to get a peek.
Nothing.
Of someone.
Did you ask her where Kenny is?
Yeah.
No, we didn't say anything. We saw John Anthony and he was saying hi to us. And then we did our meet and greet. And, and that was pretty cool because we had Sandbar with that. So that was pretty fun.
So that was an amazing first night. But we knew going into the second night we had to pace ourselves. So we, Deborah Jane, of course, our chauffeur at that point, we had a ride. I mean, like I said, No Shoes Nation rocks. I mean, we got hooked up very well. Get to the stadium. We are seats. We had regular seats for that show. And we ended up getting upgraded through a friend to Sandbar. So we anticipated not being in the Sandbar, but we ended up in the Sandbar. So we're in the Sandbar, partying down with Eric Church, which was amazing.
That's amazing.
Yes, about halfway.
Wait, let's just go back because Connie was not excited about Eric.
No, I didn't like
that.
Yeah.
Connie,
I know.
Had you not gotten on the Eric Church train?
I had not.
You know, good
it
girls
took,
always go to church.
I know. It took
nice
the very
Noah
last show for me to be an Eric Church fan, and now I would honestly buy a ticket
now
probably
drank
to
the
see
Kool-Aid
him.
And
I have.
Drank the Kool-Aid. She's got the shades. I call her Chief.
I do.
Come on.
That was my nickname was Chief through the
for
whole
that
weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know who named me that.
I don't remember. It was.
We met some people
so
after the show the first
people
night that I think they nicknamed me Chief. I was like, okay, I'll take that nickname. But so we were gonna
that was fun.
We were gonna name ourselves Chief and Shellard, but Michelle didn't like that. So
that's my kids gave me that crazy nickname. So.
No. It wasn't as cool as Chief.
No,
sorry.
It's so not as cool. We haven't come up with any cool.
Yeah.
So then the second night, we did not have Sandbar. And we get to the stadium, and we had gone to Toby Keith's one of the days.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I missed meeting you
we
guys the
Noelle
second
there
day before. You guys were there, but then I was off to the restroom, and then other people were meeting you. But then we wound up going somewhere else to eat, so I didn't meet you guys actually at. I saw you guys
Toby
from a distance.
Yeah,
distance,
from Toby
Keith's
bar.
But who we did meet there was Sherry Atkins. Sherry's in the house.
And
still,
she was,
people.
We had partied
she's
with her
still
in Tampa.
In the house.
She's
so we
still
knew
in the house.
Yeah, she's having her Blue Chair Bay cream coconut rum.
So that was a lot of fun. And we got to meet a couple other folks that we'd not, or at least
we'd
get to see.
Yeah,
we
communicated.
Sherry introduced us
to,
was it Sherry Lynn Rice with you?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Who else was with you?
Tina.
Yeah.
Well, I just knew they had to explain that because I wasn't in Tampa last year. I was there the year before, but they had all, most of them had met you guys in Tampa. And so they're like, oh, we met them. And I was like, whatever, I got to go to the bathroom.
we were, bathroom was more important. So we get that.
Story of our Kenny concert days. The bathroom's
so
important.
We don't have Sandbar at that point. So we're all the four of us.
Yes.
Deborah
so
Jane,
somebody
Peggy.
Somebody noticed on Facebook or Twitter that Corona was going to be giving away Sandbar upgrades.
Yeah.
And so it was,
you had
I think
to
it was
find,
Peggy. I think it was Peggy that said, oh my God, they're giving away Sandbar tickets.
You have to take a picture of yourself. Everybody involved.
There were four of them we had
four,
to find.
Four people together or who your group together in front of the Corona chalk sign that were hidden amongst the stadium.
Yep.
So
we,
and
you,
well,
that
you should
stadium
explain
was
if
massive.
You've never been to Gillette Stadium, they have basically like a shopping center, home and air shopping center attached to it. So there's like
it
the
could
stadium
be anywhere.
And this shopping area with restaurants, shops, and bars. So that's where they have
we us really didn't think it was going to happen, but by golly, we were determined and we were sober. So
DJ
we were
Silver, DJ Silver was there. He helped us. He winked at us a few times like, come over here and look.
Come over.
Come over here and look. And we were like, hey, what's happening? And then Deborah Jane's like, oh my God, there it is.
It was
so
awesome.
We got our picture taken with all four. It was four,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
four
we all had to be
different chalk,
together.
Places. And once the first, you know, they only had, I think, 12 to give away.
Yeah, it wasn't a
we
lot.
Were the first four knocking on the bus door. The Corona
well,
bus
then I had to go find the bus because the bus was back down by
well,
the
Well, then
entrance.
I swear that right after that, Deborah and Jane, or Deborah Jane, Jane, her name is Deborah Jane, but we call
and
her
Peggy.
Jane. Jane and Peggy took off and like went into the sandbar. And we're like,
oh,
it
yeah.
is way too
they,
early. We are not
they
going
They did
in.
Not, they were going to do it. They were going to do a two-nighter. They were going to do 8 hours the night before, 8 hours again. We were like, go for it. So me and Michelle kind of hung back. And we wanted to experience it in a different way, I think, than what most of the time we would have done was probably, we would have probably followed Deborah Jane
yeah.
and Peggy up and tried to get up front. But we were like, let's just kind of check it out from a distance. And I mean, I have a video and I'll post it. I think I've posted it a couple times of just, he saying Boston. And I mean, just the crowd
oh,
and
I'll
the mass of people.
That.
And it was just amazing.
As long as I live.
But being in the sandbar
yeah.
that
well,
night.
Well, Boston's special anyway, because that's where he named us.
Exactly.
I mean, so that's
yes.
really one of the main
yeah.
reasons we wanted to go. Plus, we didn't think we were going to see him again.
Yes.
Right,
for,
yeah, so it was like
yeah.
a
last...
week or so before the show that he announced no tour in 2014.
Yeah. So
I
we
remember
were freaking.
Yeah, I only decided like a couple weeks before the show that I was going.
Going
so I was
yeah.
like, oh, thank goodness yeah. I decided to go.
But what was really amazing, I remember being in the on the sandbar, and Michelle was kind of a little off to the side of me talking to somebody
well,
else.
Michelle's
we,
always a little
we
off.
We make so many friends in the sandbar. And we part sometimes. Like she'll go one section, I'll go another. We'll just be talking. And
that's
I remember
because so I kept seeing you, Connie.
Yeah,
then
by myself,
saying,
of course, because Michelle
so
ditched me.
Connie,
no.
And Michelle was always like gone somewhere.
Yep. So at one point, we had been. I noticed a girl standing next to me, just enjoying the whole show, and I noticed that she was singing the songs, and she was totally into it, like I was. So we had sang a few songs together and laughed and joked, and I'm like, okay. About that time, John Anthony had came up, and he's like, hey, Noel, and I'm like, hey, Connie. He doesn't even know me, you know. But
I'm the awesomest one.
I know.
When Noel's around, we're chopped liver.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he says, hey, Connie, have you met Noel? And he introduced us, and we were like fast friends. And about that time, Michelle had sauntered
Michelle
on
had
back.
Reappeared.
Back from whoever she was greeting and meeting, whoever. And she came over, and she actually met Noelle, and we were all like one big happy little family at
well,
that point.
Well, then that's when I realized you were the ones that had been at Toby's that I was
supposed
yes, to meet, and
that,
everybody
yeah.
had met.
So it all kind of got pieced
like, oh,
together.
You're
yeah,
the Connie and Michelle.
It's like a small world,
yeah.
you know.
This was before Welcome to the Sandbar. This is
yeah.
before. This is part of the reason we do Welcome to the
Absolutely.
Sandbar. This
no
exact
doubt.
Of us connecting. And Deborah Jane and Peggy and Noelle and Sherry and everybody connecting, we felt like there needed to be a connection, a way to connect with everybody that we meet.
Because Facebook's just, I mean, it's cool, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
What I don't think some people realize if you've never been on Sandbar is that, yes, there's kind of the crowd that's right near the stage that if you kind of leave, it's hard to get back to your spot or you need to start making friends so they save your spot.
Yep.
But if you hang back to the
yes.
back of Sandbar,
yes.
it's actually kind of open and you can kind of mill around with the people that hang back and you can really... take in the show
yes.
and see the whole
yes.
stage without being right next to the stage and
mm-hmm.
so
you may not get a Kenny High Five or
it's,
a guitar
yeah.
pick
but it's still a good place to be.
It's a good place to be
and, but it really is awesome to take that in with him because we know that's what keeps
yes.
him going
yes.
and when you're back and you can kind of assess all of it you're like oh my God what would that feel like and you
yeah.
kind of for a moment
mm-hmm.
kind of get an idea of what that feels like it's
and what,
pretty awesome
What I think one of the most touching moments was when me and Noel, and I think you were there too, Michelle, when the Happy on the Hay Now, and he played Happy on the Hay Now and a song for Christy, and we saw the St. John people, and that's when me and Noel realized we had both been to St. John,
yeah.
and you know.
And we're resisting, we're like, we're not going to cry.
I know, we both said, we're not going to cry, we're going to be, this is a happy moment, because, you know, it's the last show of the year, and we want to be there, and we want to experience it in a happy place, but at that point, I realized that me and Michelle had met a true golden person in Noel, because... She got it like we did. You know, there's only so many that you meet that get the Kenny experience, get Kenny for who he is and not It's not a sexual thing. It's the music. It's the...
Well, maybe it's a little...
Sherry just gave a look like, it's not a sexual thing. Wait a minute. It is in some aspects. Don't get me wrong.
He's not bad to look at. No, but
let's also talk about the shirt Sherry has on. It says, I love my husband, but I also love me some Kenny Chesney. She's wearing a crown, and I love it.
So, so realistically,
shout out to Greg.
shout out to her husband.
We love Greg.
He bought
her
the t-shirt.
We love Greg Atkins.
Yep. So needless to say, it's one of those things where you, when you meet that person, and it's the same as Deborah Jane and Peggy too, and you just, they call us crazy fans or whatever they want to call us. It's not that. That's not what we are. In our eyes, we are just, we love his music. It brings us through our days easier. There's days when it's hard to get through your day, whatever it is that goes wrong or goes right. You listen to his music, and it makes things better.
There's
music.
Always the perfect song that he does.
Exactly.
He has so much, such a range of songs that there's always a song for your emotion that helps you get
so,
through.
So, Noelle, we want to know a little bit about you, and and just to kind of pry into Michelle and me, want to know a little more about what you're about. What makes your Kenny clock tick, Noelle? What is that?
As I said, he's not bad to look at.
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. I know, it's kind of crazy. Like
as
that.
I pour us some more Blue Chair Bay.
Yeah, gotta love our
cream.
Blue Chair Bay. I mean, thank you, Kenny, for that. Well, as Sherry holds up some visual inspiration,
one bottle down.
Well, you know, if I'm thinking, I mentioned probably another podcast, but I wasn't even on the Kenny bandwagon until about 2011. Because I got into country music in about 2007, and then I was on the fence about Kevin Kenny, can't talk, and 2011, I went to my first show in St. Paul. It was the fourth show of the Going Coastal Tour, and it was, he'd actually played in St. Paul or the Twin Cities on his birthday, I think he said it's 2007 or 2008, and so he was excited to be back, and he hadn't played there for like 4 years, and he wanted to... It was the night before his birthday, so he had told us at the get-go, he's like, he wanted to play until midnight, so it'd be his birthday, and he could celebrate his birthday.
That's awesome.
So proceed to the rest of the show. He played for 3 hours.
Wow.
At about 10:45, he said, you know what, guys, at this point, I think we're just going to throw the set list out the window, and if you could just go with us.
Awesome. I have never heard that at a concert.
He's like, yeah, if you could just go with us, and they proceeded, the next hour and 15 minutes were amazing. I mean, Clayton did Pride and Joy. They did
U2's
With or Without You.
Oh, I love that song. Love me some Stevie Ray.
Yeah. Tambo came out and did Blister in the Sun. And
yay,
I mean,
that
it was
would
just,
be fun.
I was blown away by the show. Just
that was your first show.
That was
first
my first
Kenny
experience. I got a 3-hour show because it was going to be his birthday at
midnight.
See,
he did that for you, Noel.
I know, exactly. And I was hooked from the get-go. And I literally, I think my family thought I went crazy because after that, I happened to be going to Phoenix. So I went to the show and he happened to be playing in Phoenix when I was going. So I went to the Phoenix show. Wound up going to the Lambeau Field show that year, and then I wound up going to the third night at Red Rocks that year. And I think my family literally thought I'd gone crazy because
see?
I just
don't worry, Noelle.
I
our
family,
yeah,
all
three. Yeah,
crazy.
And
we're
the thing is that what I connected with was that when I went to the show in St. Paul, the first show, I was in the middle of applying to the Peace Corps, and I was at a point where I had my medical evaluation had been delayed a little bit, and I was to the point where I'd been in limbo so long, not knowing if I was going to be coming or going, because when you go in the Peace Corps, it's a 2-year commitment. And I was kind of waiting to hear back from them on a test I had to have to make sure something minor had cleared up. And I went to this show, and I was just blown away. And it connected with everything I was needing at the time as far as where I was in my life and just what his music says and his kind of philosophy. And I think the key moment in that show was he did, when he did his acoustic break, he did The Life. Mm. And right before The Life, he did a little speech about doing what makes you happy, what you're passionate about. And I just remember him saying, and I actually have video of this, that he was like, live your life, live your passion. He's like, find what it is that you're passionate about and do that. He's like, for me, it's music. That's it.
Wow.
That's what he said. I just remember that in my head. And so that just totally connected with me at that time because I was really in limbo in my life about what I was doing. I just finally finished my degree from college and just a bunch of stuff was going on in my life. And that show and then eventually connecting with people through the No Shoes Radio Facebook page, I just felt like I met my tribe in my write-up about what is No Shoes Nation. Yep. I literally feel like you I met my tribe people. And the people I met.
It's almost like Sherry was talking earlier about our high school reunion, or Noel was telling us about Sherry's high school reunion, and it's almost kind of like the same thing. It's not like you're in high school, but it's like almost like, no, I don't want to say a club because it's not a club.
It's a community.
But it's a community. Yeah. It's a group of people
that get you and understand you. Yeah. Our friends that are not in that club or community.
Now,
or
where
tribe.
Would you meet, like me and Michelle, that day we met Peggy? Where would I just meet a total stranger like Noelle and connect immediately, exchange phone numbers immediately, connect the next 2 or 3 days later immediately.
Like you say, get a ride 45 minutes away and trust that they're normal people. They're not going to murder you, you know?
Yeah.
What is No Shoes Nation, why I did that write-up that you guys have posted, is because it is such it's a community. And like I said, at the end of it, it's, you know, even if you're not a part of it, we welcome you with open arms and
absolutely.
Say, where have you been, brother? Where
and what's
you
your,
been,
yeah,
sister?
And what's
like,
your,
come, join
and,
us, it's
yeah,
awesome
yeah,
here.
And your opinion is your opinion. It could be something I don't believe in or Michelle doesn't believe in, but it is all good. It's all good. That's what makes the world revolve around. And another thing that's important, I think, with Sandbar, with our whole thing that we've started, me and Michelle, and I think Noelle will attest to this, is everybody is welcome. I mean, everyone is welcome. There's no rules, so to speak. You know, there's no rules. And I love that because everybody has their opinion. Everybody loves everybody. Yeah. And we want to engage with the fans. We want to engage.
That's what it's about.
Exactly. We
want to
engage with the music and the fans.
Yep.
We want to hear your stories. We want to hear what you're about, what makes you
and
tick.
When you went to your first Kenny show and how did that make you feel, like learning about that and just meeting all the different people that we've met. I mean, it's amazing.
When I think Kenny, I mean, he's the heart of the community and we've all grown on him, but it has become, you know, for me going flying to Boston to go to the show, it's about
by herself.
By yourself.
Speaking
because
we
asked
really
people
I'd
already
yeah.
met before.
Like,
I was meeting people I'd already met before.
Yeah,
that's true.
Still,
But I mean, it's obviously about going to the show and seeing Kenny and knowing you're going to see a great show. But half the excitement is I get to see Sherry Adkins.
Yeah.
I get to see Sherry Rice. That was the first show I finally got to meet Phil Carpenter, and I've been talking to him for 2 years. And, you know, and his friend Randall Deaver, and I finally got to meet Jody White, Dexter, and, you know, I get to meet all these people I've been. It feels like it's so weird to say that was the first time I met him, even though a lot of them I've been talking to for like 2 years. And so that's what I just love, that we all get this kind of philosophy and what this is about as far as the music and how we live our life. And Kenny constantly repeating, you know, it's about being passionate about whatever makes you tick. And, you know, whether it's, for me, it's writing and doing different stuff with social media and getting to go to the islands and travel and, you know,
live your life.
Shows,
And I'm sure Kenny doesn't want us to live our life chasing him. That's not what this is about.
No, but it's
we're not chasing Kenny.
Yeah.
We're chasing our dreams of what we are, and it just somehow correlates into Kenny's view
and
how he does
his
things.
His music totally become, like he talks about music as a soundtrack to your life, but yet I think for us in the No Shoes Nation community, his music is the soundtrack.
Exactly.
It's the background soundtrack that just runs through all of our relationships.
And we just flow through it. We just serve.
And it's just a reminder that you can just escape. Mm-hmm. You can escape your reality when you go to the shows. I mean, it's just, it's about, and The Life is one of my favorite songs.
I know,
I've never heard him sing
it
live. I don't know what I'd do if I did that.
And then, especially when we're talking about the final Boston show last year, I've been to the first show. I went to the Tampa show in 2012 for the first show. And then, so then last year was awesome to go to the last show. But I think that show was just, and I kind of like Connie Michelle decided, some of my friends that were there in Sandbar, they were going to be right up front. And I was like, you know what, I don't want to worry about being right up front. I want to kind of hang back and take in the whole, be able to see all the lights, all the video, and just take in the whole experience. But yet when you're in Sandbar, you're still at the center of the energy of the show, because all that energy in that
stadium
is coming
to
the stage. So being that near the stage, I just remember a couple times during the night, I looked around and just took the time to look around and look at the whole stadium.
Yeah.
And I just remember during Come Over, there was a moment during Come Over where that was about halfway through the show.
Yeah.
And there was a definite shift because we all kind of knew we were going into the last half of the show.
Yeah.
We didn't want it to end. You knew Kenny didn't want it to end. And I just remember sitting there thinking, I'm like, Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine what Kenny feels on stage, because if I can feel all this energy in the stadium,
just where
just
we were at,
near
yeah,
that stage,
yeah, where we were
much
at,
less
yeah.
it's all focused on him in the mm-hmm. center of the. I just can't even imagine, but it's just such a cool yep.
it is
feeling.
Awesome, especially to turn around in that stadium where, yep. like I said, he named us there, mm-hmm. and to be there for the first time, and then to see Christy's family and friends there. I mean, it was very emotional. I mean, here we're at this concert,
see, yeah.
and it's supposed to be, but it's still, even though it was sentimental and it was kind of, it was a little bit of a sad moment.
I was shocked that he made it through that song without
oh,
freaking, because
without
there was
crying.
A couple points
yeah.
I thought he was
yeah.
about to kind of lose it a little
and
bit.
And the thing, too, is you got to remember, you know, we're going in to, Gillette just went on sale. As we're recording this, Gillette Stadium went on sale Friday.
For pre-sale, right?
Pre-sale yeah. through the fan club. So, and a lot of us, I don't know, Noelle, did you get your ticket?
Friday night's only been announced, not Saturday.
I didn't buy, because right now
I didn't
I'm not
either.
Sure
yeah,
what I'm going to be
yeah.
able to go to or budget-wise.
I don't know if I can top
forward,
that night,
so,
you know,
like
I don't know. I hate yeah. to compare it to another night. Yeah, so, so I think we need to close it up, because we've done our just of Boston.
But if
yeah.
you've not been to Boston, and
it's
we are going to assume it's the end of the tour again next year,
or
none of us know, because
yeah.
there's a lot
end
of dates.
End of tour show, even
yes.
if it's not in Boston,
yeah.
whatever
the
end
last
of show, tour
yeah.
show
yeah.
is,
yeah.
try to get to an end of tour show
yeah,
at some point.
Absolutely.
And just take in all the new people, the new friends and family, well, we call them family now, because that's
yeah.
you know, we are
so
part
they
of
are,
family.
Totally.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And just meeting new people is just really exciting.
And we
so.
Want to thank Noelle for letting us kind of get pick into her head. And
well, thanks for having me, and Connie and inviting us to her house.
And
today.
Sherry, thank
Yay.
You for being here.
Hey, Sherry.
Until the next one, we
yep.
really appreciate you listening. And that's it from the Sandbar for now.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Rock on.
Bye.